and also against the sin of fear of man. That was an absolute sin. And I cut off that curse in Jesus' name, and I said, I want to have nothing to do with that. And it took many, well, 2 or 3 years for me to actually get that thing out of, totally out of my life.
Well, I go through rejection when I get the wrong pants on or the wrong shirt, and I have to change because you come in and say, what in the world are you doing with that combination? Are you colorblind? And I, you know, I put up with all this stuff.
Yes.
Now, why do I change? Why do I change my shirt or my pants?
Because, you know, I am the fashion expert in our family.
Right, because fear of rejection, fear of humiliation.
Well, we want to say that we need to be imitators of God. I have a saying from Thomas Aquinas, and he was born in the 1500s, I believe, a long time ago.
Yeah, I knew him.
And he says, give me, O Lord, a steadfast heart, which no unworthy affection may drag downwards. That means nobody coming across your pathway today will drag you down because you've given in to the worldly temptation. Give me an unconquered heart, which no tribulation can wear out. Oh, that's so good. Give me an upright heart, Lord, which no unworthy purpose can tempt aside. That means nothing unworthy today can make me go from my pathway that I'm walking with God. And as imitators of God, we need to walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself for you, an offering and sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. We need to not let immorality or impurity or greed even be named among you as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk, coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, with no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, and now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, and try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And that's from Ephesians 5. Praise
well,
God.
I'm going to give you an example, Barb. I've had even minister friends think they were being real funny and tell a story or a joke about Holy Spirit. I stand there and I do not laugh and I do not give any acceptance or approval, because in 2 Peter 3:17 it says, beloved, be on your guard lest being carried away by the error of unprincipled men you fall from your own steadfastness. I believe that we have to be an example, that we have to say, and I'm sorry that sometimes men of the cloth do that. And it's just not right, and I can't condone that.
It is not. And Darren, so many times, and you and I have been involved in churches over the years, some 40, 50 years, and involved in the leadership. And isn't it strange that when a man, now this is not across the board, these are special circumstances, but that
exceptions.
Pastors who preach a good sermon on Sunday, they walk away from that church, and they become crass and crude in their language. And you and I have gone to many dinners, and you know, we have realized that these men give way to very carnal and animalistic kind of joking and jesting and crudeness.
Well, sometimes
that's
you find out what's really in their heart on the golf course.
Oh,
and
that's
not good.
No.
Not good, not good. Well, I want to pray, because this is kind of a slam dunk message, but you know, folks, sometimes we need to be slam dunked. We need to have somebody just say, hey, wait a minute. You take a look at your life. And kind of that's what we're saying in these two messages here. Who are you hanging out with, and how are you treating Temple of Holy Spirit? I think it is so important. I think this is a key message for righteousness.
Yes.
And right standing. And Barb and I have been challenged, and one reason we teach on this, we've been challenged just like you are. Challenged to compromise. I mean, it's there all the time. Well, Father God, we desire to be better people and to walk in a more holy lifestyle.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the privacy of our own hearts, we have to look at ourselves and say, how do I measure up here? And Lord, I pray and ask that you would do the inventory, not us, not Darren and Barbara, but let each person do their own inventory, look at their own heart, and see how they measure up to the standard of holiness and righteousness laid out in Scripture. Father God, I thank you that we can read through the Bible, even in a year, and that we can have put the Word of God in our hearts so that you can come along and say, hey, do you remember this Scripture? Do you remember this concept? Do you remember this principle, this statutes? And Father God, pour the wisdom into us so we don't compromise under pressure. And Father God, let us lay down this tremendous thing that's in our culture. It's just in every part of our culture that we need to be acceptable. We need to be accepted. We need to be recognized. Father God, let us realize how this puts us into sin so quickly. So Father God, where we compromise today, we ask you to forgive us.
Yes, thank you.
Because we don't want that in our lives. We want to be acceptable in your sight, Lord. You are a redeemer. You're the holiness factor. You are the Holy One, and we don't want to walk in anything that would not be pleasing to you. So where we have compromised or fallen, or we stepped away from the right things that we ought to be doing, we ask you to forgive us today and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for that. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.